Welcome, library friends, to the Silverton Library Connection podcast, where pages turn, stories unfold, and community bonds grow stronger. I'm your host, Misty Anderson. Join me as we dive into the world of books, explore the heart of our library, and uncover the pulse of our town's happenings. This is the Silverton Library Connection podcast. Get ready to be inspired, informed, and entertained.
Welcome, Silverton Library friends. I am here with another episode of the Silverton Library Connection podcast. I'm your host, Misty Anderson, and today I have a beautiful guest with me today, Miss Gloria Kosh Berger. Welcome.
Thank you for having me on this.
I'm so excited. We both are kind of nervous, I think, because that comes along with this. But we're just going to chat. Gloria is our town administrator here in Silverton, Colorado. And I was like, you know, this is an outreach. And who better than discuss our lovely town than the town administrator? She has so many hats. She does so many jobs. I couldn't even begin to know what your day looks like, but I'd love to hear about it. So we've come up with some really great questions. But first, I want to know a little bit about your background and how you came to Silverton, because I love that question for pretty much everybody.
Yeah. Gosh, when I saw that question, I was like, okay. Well, I moved to Durango 22 years ago now, and went to college and recreated in the San Juans all the time. Used to ride my bike and hiking and skiing. And honestly, I was always kind of using Silverton as my base camp. So I fell in love with it. And back in 2010, I tried to purchase a house here. And that was kind of before we had reliable internet. So I was like, well, shoot, what am I going to do for money if I purchase a house here? Like, what's my job going to be? And that actually inspired me to go back to school and get my master's degree in public administration so that I could come back and work in local government in Silverton.
So it's always been a part of your like master plan.
Yeah. Yeah. This is my dream job. Like, this is where I wanted to end up. And I had, you know, health issues and stuff in life that I thought, well, gosh, I guess that's not possible anymore. And then when the opportunity came up and I was feeling good and all the stars aligned.
Wow. That feels like my story a little bit. Like, I am in my dream job and I dreamed about being here for like 5-7 years. And then here we are. Look at us. High five.
Yes.
Well, you're doing such a beautiful job, but I know that there are a lot of unique challenges that we face and then opportunities that come along with it. So because of we have this very unique location of where we live and the characteristics of our town. So can you speak a little bit about those?
Yeah. So I've worked in City and County Management Association before this. So during COVID. So we were assisting a lot of city and county managers like across the state of all these issues that were coming up. And so I've kind of seen a lot of the issues that other communities grapple with. And we are kind of on par with a lot of those communities. Like when we have housing issues, you know, we have infrastructure issues. We have, how do we engage our citizens? You know, like those kind of things to work through. And I think the most unique part is that you can't be anonymous here, especially in leadership roles. And it takes a special type of person to be always on the job if you're inside town limits, even if you're down in Durango and you run into someone from town. But you're just always on the job.
Yeah.
And that's what's unique here.
That's very unique. And it's, I agree with you. I'm constantly communicating with people about, can I use the library for this? Okay, I'm going to leave the keys underneath my mat, or I'm going to meet you over here to hand you a book off. So like, I'm always on, which I kind of love.
Yeah.
Because it makes you feel really connected to everybody.
It does. And, it's more than just a job, you know, at that point. And I'm okay with that. This is what I signed up for.
I love that about you. I do. I love your commitment to our community. It's a really beautiful thing. What are some of the ongoing like projects that you're really excited about that are being developed right now and like will really help the well-being of Silverton?
Okay, so the first one, I can think of four, but the first one that comes directly to mind is the upgrades to our sewage system and a water, and our sewage treatment plant. I was part of the planning and the design of the one in, down in Durango, and I know citizens don't think about it a lot, but it's an essential service to our community. So being a part of that again up here is really exciting. Every time I drive by the one in Durango, I feel a sense of pride and like I know the ins and outs of it, which That's really cool.
That's very cool. And you're right. It's so important. I've lived in places where we've had yucky water and we've also had to boil our water. So
it's
an essential thing.
Yeah. So, and then affordable housing is another one. I mean, that is prioritized by the community over and over again. And so to be able to acquire land and start the housing authority and then move forward with some of our builds. And we did our first lottery for a house. So it's just been like a lot of momentum in that area. And then back in 2021, we did kind of this citizen engagement to prioritize some of our plans that we already had on the shelf. And one of those was the perimeter trail. So that's really exciting.
Excited.
We've been saving up for it with a capital improvements fund. And then we've also hired an engineer to help us design it. So
that's... Can you speak a little to what it would be around here?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you can think about like down by the river, up to the Shrine Hill and connection in between so that we kind of just have a full loop.
Yeah.
So that's underway right now. And it's really exciting. It's probably not going as fast as everybody wants it to go. And the big hurdle is the bridges right now. But finding funding for those. And then the last thing I'm really excited about is organizing the town processes. So like,
it's important. It's important. And somebody's got to do it. So bless you.
Yeah. I call it organizational infrastructure. And if we can get through that, you know, that just really inspires me to move forward to be more efficient. So
very cool. Those are great projects.
Yeah.
Very exciting. It's funny, as a young person, I'm not sure I would have been excited about water. But as a grown-up, I'm like, I'm really excited about water.
Oh, it's fascinating. That's what you can do with wastewater treatment plants. Like, you can do methane capture. You can use that heat to melt snow if we had a big snow pile next to it. Like, there's all these things you can do in designing a new plant. So it's pretty cool. Very exciting.
That's pretty cool. So tell me a little bit about how you, as the town administrator, collaborate with businesses in town, residents, organizations, to make sure that we have a really great quality of life here.
Yeah, so I started at a really cool time because we were in the middle of redoing a master plan. Mm-hmm. And that is my guiding document going forward. And we had over 50% participation, which is huge in the local government world. I mean, in the local government world, we celebrate 15% participation. So.
Really? I did not know that.
Yeah. So basically, it's this document that tells me what the community wants.
Yeah.
And I can implement those and work with these organizations to help implement those, because it's not all in the town. Like, there's other organizations identified in the master plan to help move these initiatives forward. So having that guiding document right out of the gates was just amazing.
And so that was already like prepared when you got here? Was that like being decided on when you came into the position?
That was being decided on. Nice. So we were undergoing kind of like, who are we as a town? We had gotten this brownfields grant with community builders to come in and just kind of help us, set some goals. And then we decided, let's morph that into the master plan and created this amazing document. So
that's really cool.
Yeah.
There's a lot of talk in the library world about strategic planning for libraries. And I've been doing a lot of patron engagement for the same reason of like, what do you want from your library? Because what we're finding is libraries in this century are turning into summer rec centers, technology centers, you know, there's different areas that it can be. And I've found for us, most of our community wants it to be a place that they can land, like another landing place, mm-hmm. you know, and somewhere you can go just to be, which is a really beautiful thing. So Anyways, just had to brag on the library for 2 seconds. Oh,
absolutely. As a library board member, I encourage you to brag.
Thank you. So, of course, we know Silverton is known for its really rich history and culture. We're a mining town, rough and tough people. I've seen some old pictures of, like, women that are dressed up in head-to-toe, like, formal wear, pushing big, like, those ski things with groceries. And I'm like, okay, so we're rough and tumble people. How does the town work to preserve that and promote our heritage, but also adapt to the modern needs? I find that to be a real big challenge in the library as well.
Yeah. So one thing we've done is we have a, our only citizen committee that we've just formed is the Historic Review Committee. So this reviews buildings that are being erected in our historic district or being renovated in our historic district. That was separated out from our regional planning commission, and now the town has kind of its own dedicated citizen committee to do that, to kind of help preserve those buildings. And another reason we did that was so that we could become what's called a certified local government. So that's a designation by the state historic board. And what it does is it tees us up for grant funding. Not just for public buildings, but also for private buildings too. So it's and it also creates an inventory of all of our buildings. So we have this knowledge of what we have to preserve here in Silverton. And a lot of our neighbors, like Uray, even like city RCLD designation. So we're trying to get that going right now.
Wow.
Let's see, we also support events. So if you think about how we preserve our heritage, a lot of those is when the community comes together. And so like Hard Rocker Holidays.
Like Skajoring.
And Skajoring and all of these events that the town supports to kind of keep that, that community and that heritage going.
Did you know my husband was in the gun shootout in the summertime? And it was so cool. They like jump off buildings and they shoot guns and stuff. And he always said, he was like, this is kind of like our small way of keeping that heritage alive of like the saloons and the train and all that cool stuff. I love that part of our town.
Yeah, I do too. And I'm a third generation Coloradoan. So, and my grandfather was a miner. So it's always just kind of near and dear. And I think he'd be really proud of me.
Yeah, I think he'd be really proud of you. There's so many people that come into the library looking, I mean, our back room is our research room, you know, and that's full of not only Silverton, San Juan information, but Colorado. And man, in the summertime, sometimes there's like 7 people back there just looking at all the, we do have such a rich history here.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I've had to learn a lot because I get asked a lot of questions. So I've had to learn a lot. So could you tell me in that very smart brain of yours, how Silverton is addressing concerns, particularly around environmental concerns. So we have a lot of natural resources and wilderness areas and animals and all kinds of things like that. And I know there's been some wetland stuff come up this year. So just how are we addressing those sorts of things?
Yeah. And so that's, I go back to the master plan is we have a whole section in our master plan to protect the environment and natural assets that we love and rely on. Like that is one of the goals. And in there is laid out some action items and some focus areas that we are making strides on. So one of the areas that we're focused on right now is a sustainability and resilience. So we just received $100,000 from the Department of Energy, which is allowing us to join the regional Sneffels Energy Board. So we can partner and learn from neighboring communities, Ridgeway, Uray, Telluride, and kind of become a part of a bigger initiative. And that leads us into signing on to the Regional Climate Action Plan. So everything starts with planning, right? So sometimes people want to see, well, what are you doing right now?
Right.
And it's like, well, we're setting ourselves up for this. So we are in the middle of completing a greenhouse gas inventory for the town of Silverton to sign on to that climate action plan, and hoping that will be completed by this spring. And then another aspect of that grant was also exploring redundancy and power through solar and microgrids. Nice. So that's one thing that we're doing right now is really looking at that solar microgrids. And this got prioritized because of all of the power outages we had last winter and the winter before.
Yeah.
And how can we be kind of like an island up here, you know, because we are. And sometimes we are so secluded.
It's very much, I mean, it's like an opposite Hawaii.
Yeah, exactly.
But we do have a lot of sun to power solar.
Exactly.
So lots of sun.
And we're lucky because we do have some land close to town. So
nice.
There is, and that's south facing. So yeah, so working with SMPA and this group called Eco Action Partners on that, we call ourselves Team Gold. It's been a really fun experience and just inspiring because every time we get together, we think of new ways to fund things and apply for more grants. And then the money's there right now for solar. So that's kind of why we're latching onto that. But it's going to create resiliency within our community, which is very exciting.
That is very exciting. I did not know all of that.
Yeah.
Thanks for teaching me stuff today, too.
Yeah.
So I have two more questions.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know that. You don't know these. You don't know these. But she's like, what? No. Two more questions. Okay. The first is, what is your favorite thing about living here and in your job?
Oh, those are two questions.
So okay.
My favorite thing about living here is my access to the mountains. This is why I wanted to move up here. Yeah. I love hiking. I love being in the mountains. I love skiing. And I like to do it solo most of the time. So you can really get away from people here.
We're all loners. Yeah. We're all hermit loners.
Yeah. And about my job is I don't get bored. And I can solve problems. So sometimes I can't always solve the problem, but that's when I rely on the collective brain of the trustees or my staff. But just creating those collaborative spaces for people to solve problems is really fun.
It is so awesome to work with you. Gloria is a beautiful leader. She practices mindfulness and yoga herself and implements those tools and practices for her team, which is a beautiful thing. I've worked with one other individual in my long career that ever approached business and their team that way. And I put you and her in that exact same bucket. As people who really make, because, you know, we all have lives too, and we all have things going on. And, you know, so if you see a town member around town, you know, give them some love, because we don't often get a lot of love because we're just out there solving problems and making sure everyone's happy, especially Gloria. So if you see her, give her some love. And my last question is really easy. What are you reading right now?
Okay, so I'm reading two books.
Okay.
I'm reading Stephen King's Tommyknockers.
Nice.
I had read it before. So far, not too scary, so I'm still getting through it.
She and I are both very on the verge. We like to be a little scared.
And then I'm part of a book club for city and county managers, so we're reading Clarity.
Very nice.
By Karen... Oh, and I forget her last name, but it's kind of about organizational clarity, and it's really a great book for leaders. So
that's good.
Yeah.
I also usually read a fiction and a nonfiction. I need to like rinse and repeat, you know, learn and then read about your dragons or your love story or whatever it is.
Escape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
I really appreciate this. It was super fun. I learned some great stuff about you. I know that our community will appreciate this podcast because we don't often, even though we live in a small town and things seem slow, in air quotes, we're all racing around doing our own thing. So it's nice to slow down with you and get to chat. Thank you guys for all being here today. Thank you for being a wonderful community and wonderful library patrons. I will talk to you next time. Thank you.